Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
I lead such an incredible church. One thing I appreciate is how our people will pray for an upcoming meeting where we have to make a decision about something, and we will see the Holy Spirit bring unity in those meetings, even when there might be different opinions. I can vividly remember one of those meetings where we couldn't have scripted it to go any better. You know, sometimes disagreements can cause a lot of division, but they don't have to. We need to encourage unity. Let me take you to Acts chapter 15. In verse 36 to 41, there's a real popular account from the Bible, and you've maybe heard it, where Paul and Barnabas, who've done so much ministry together, they separate. They had a disagreement, and they chose to part ways. There's a lot of ways people will teach this passage, but when I look at it, I think about how Barnabas is just being Barnabas. He's being an encourager. Here's what happens in Acts 15. Let me read this passage. It says, "After some time had passed, Paul said to Barnabas, 'Let's go back and visit the brothers and sisters in every town where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing.' Barnabas wanted to take along John Mark, but Paul insisted that they should not take along this man who had deserted them and Pamphylia and had not gone on with them to the work. They had such sharp disagreement that they parted company, and Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed off to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, after being commended by the brothers and sisters to the grace of the Lord. He traveled through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches." Man, how would you like to be John Mark here, the guy who was known as deserting Paul and Barnabas? Well, that's what Paul thought of him. He was a deserter. He was not comfortable taking John Mark on this journey to check on the believers that they'd previously ministered to. It was enough to cause what the text says, a sharp disagreement. What do you do when you have a sharp disagreement with someone about ministry work? Usually the focus in those disagreements is more on you. You getting what you want and not on the kingdom of God. Our attitude can so easily be focused on winning. I'm going to win the argument. I'm going to win the disagreement. And we're not thinking about ministry effectiveness. You know, we really don't know what was said in this sharp disagreement. We don't have any other record of what Paul and Barnabas talked about. But I don't think it ended with hateful feelings or a church split like we might so easily see today. And let me tell you why I think Barnabas was encouraging unity even through a time of disagreement. And then why we should do the same. First, I think Barnabas was encouraging unity because they had the same ministry motivation. They had the same ministry motivation. You know, the disagreement between Paul and Barnabas was over methodology. They were set on going back to those they'd ministered to before. But the disagreement was over how. How would they go? Who would go with them? So this was about methodology. The second reason I think Barnabas encouraged unity was because they departed with the blessing of the church. We read in the text that the brothers and sisters commended them to the grace of God. And so I don't think they departed ways with a lot of hatred or anger or bitterness, maybe even, because they were commended to the grace of God. Now here's why you need to encourage unity. First, the ministry work is more important than your personal agenda. Second, think about this. Unity in the church develops faithful ministers. You know, it's interesting that Mark and Silas both went on to have great ministries themselves. I mean, this is almost like job shadowing for these two guys. I mean, you have Mark with Barnabas, you have Silas with Paul, and these two guys get to learn from Paul and Barnabas. I mean, what an incredible experience. These young ministers went out with the blessings of the church, a church who is united, and got to work with some incredible leaders of the faith. And so you have unity in the church developing faithful ministers. I wonder how many people are deterred from serving the Lord because they see division in the church. Well, that wasn't the case with Paul and Barnabas, even though it could have very well been. My friends, I hope you will encourage unity and build up the kingdom of God.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.